In episode 51 today, the boys taste a range of new Kit Kat bars, Japanese soda and tango.
Some ginger nuts.
Would you stop dropping your...
just throwing everything on the fucking floor.
Rob turns a 10-minute rant into a story about his dog.
Link, you're so naughty. That is Daddy's plants. Daddy's strawberries. Bad Link. Like, he's going... You fucking tell him.
What slogans can you remember?
Power of love.
No, it's not Christmas. Still no idea why that's a Christmas song. Do not underestimate the power of...
Red Nose Day cometh again.
Mum had obviously foreseen that they were going to go down this route of making them fun, because she'd put a moustache on it.
That's good, Mum.
Sit down, relax, and let's crack on with this. This is an urgent announcement. The squirrel... Oh, sorry, Chipmunk counted the number of times Rob and Tom swore. Robert, you swore 30 times. Thomas, you miscreant, you swore 43 times. Your punishment will arrive in a couple of weeks.
Welcome back to The Variety Show with me, Tom, and my co-host Rob. Hello, Rob.
Hello.
Fuck me, 71 beans. Not a good start, especially when you open this episode with swearing at the top of it. Yeah. I'm very sorry, Chipmunk. Fuck you. I don't care what anyone says. I have had Bean Boozled before. You haven't. No. Now, people say they obviously can't be as bad as they are. They've never had it. Trust me, when it says it tastes of rotten egg, it tastes of rotten egg.
Hang on, what? There's got rotten... No, wait. There's got rotten egg ones.
Yes, there's rotten egg, there's vomit, there's blood, toothpaste.
The blood's just going to taste like really irony.
And it does. That's the thing. They've...
Oh, they got nice ones.
Oh, yeah. So what you get is 50% nice ones and 50% rotten ones. So there's one that is bogeys, but the other flavour it could be is green apple. So there's an alternate flavour. So each one has a nasty version and a good version. And the idea is that it's meant to be kind of a Russian roulette thing.
Right.
But we're just eating... basically a box each from the sound of it.
So how many am I doing?
Well, I think you got 30, I got 40.
So I have to, in one go, put all 30 in my mouth?
Oh, God, no. I have spoken to Chipmunks about this. I said, look, we're a small indie podcast. Are you funding this? Of course you're fucking not. Oh, there's three. All you've got is nuts. Okay? You eat nuts, you gobble nuts up.
Double nuts.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to be buying the Bean Boozled, are you? We are. We have to buy them, and they're expensive. So I am not buying enough packs to fund or to fit the criteria here. So we've basically got a box each to eat, and I suggest we eat them over an episode.
I feel that's a little unfair, as you swore more than me.
Okay, I'll bend over, and you don't need to bring the lube.
Yes.
You can go in dry, you dirty, dirty boy.
I might spit on my head.
Oh, no, going bareback mountain. That's right, broke back. Whoops. Well, Rob's gone already. 2 minutes 26 in and he's gone. And we've continued the trend that this show cannot be listened to by Kay. Sorry, Kay. Anyway. That aside, that will happen. I don't know whether we'll do it in an episode or whether we just punish ourselves even more and put ourselves in front of the camera eating them. Maybe eat them while we do a game.
Let's put a timer on an episode and every 5 or 10 minutes it goes beep, 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 and then we have to take one.
Yeah, okay, that could work. Okay, we'll work something out. Don't worry, Chipmunks, we are going to eat them. We're not going to bow out of this one. We want to. Mm-hmm. I assure you we want to. There's no way they're as bad as the chilies. I can tell you that much.
Oh, that was
You're not going to be hugging your toilet at 3 a.m, questioning whether you call me or an ambulance.
Yeah, I spoke about that, didn't I? I thought I was going to die.
Exactly. I didn't handle it at the time. You didn't handle it after the recording was stopped, bastard.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have got a lot coming up on this episode, so let's crack on.
They love taste testing, don't they? Putting things in and out of their mouths. Mouth action.
Now, for a section that's normally at the end of the show, we're having a taste test.
Yeah.
We're just going to do it now for once.
Why not?
We've got quite a bit to get through. So you have bought us Tango Cherry, sugar-free.
Boo.
Ramune. I presume that's how you... Ramune?
Kay did say it.
Ramune. Yeah, these are, as she pointed out, called marble sodas, did she say?
Yeah, she called it a marble soda, that's right.
So basically, they're Japanese...
I said we'll save us some too, so...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're Japanese. Yes, they are. Japanese carbonated soft drink. So in this case, we have one...
That's original.
That is original. And then the other one we have is lychee.
They were just in Sainsbury's, and I thought it looked cool.
I like that. Fun marble drink.
Yeah.
They've not.
I like the bottles, and the bottles are super funky.
Well, you'll like them even more when you take the plastic lid off. It's a very old design. So old pop bottles from back in the era used to have a marble. That was the stopper, and you pushed it through, and that's what kept them fresh, and that's what these have.
Okay.
Apparently, it's still a trend over there, so that's pretty cool. We then have some chocolada. We have Kit Kat salted caramel,
okay,
which is new. Kit Kat double chocolate, which is new, and Kit Kat hazelnut, which is
which
new.
Which you've eaten most of already.
Chipmunk ate most
it's
of,
like
thank you.
3/4 of that is just not even there.
I blame the chipmunk for all of that. I had a little bit, yes. The chipmunk ate most of it.
Are the other ones open too?
The salted caramel one I ate, but again, not much of it. and then these I got because as...
Ooh.
Jem pointed out.
Nuts.
Yeah, some ginger nuts.
Would you stop dropping?
I'm just throwing everything on the fucking floor. Right. So Jem sent me an article and it was basically saying Terry's releases new orange treat that pips its Terry's chocolate orange products.
As in it's better then?
They are claiming this is better than the traditional chocolate orange.
Well, that's a
that is
bold claim.
Bold claim that I'm going to call BS on now.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got those to try as well. So
let's do
what
them
do
last. I want that last.
You want that last, do you? Okay,
let's
well, I'm going to throw you
chocolate.
Yours to start with.
Let's do the other chocolate first and then the Terry's chocolate last and have the drinks in the middle.
Ooh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Right. Seeing it's already open and I had a little bit just a moment ago, you can try that one and I'll stay talking. So these are Kit Kat bars. I spotted these in Tesco's the other day. They are not like a traditional Kit Kat. They are in bar form. They kind of are in fingers in the bar, but...
Yeah, they're like little mini fingers.
They've done it as a big sort of Cadbury's Dairy Milk bar instead.
Like, what is it? So this is hazelnut.
So that's the hazelnut one.
Are you having that back? Are you having
No, you can keep it there, mate.
I only want one little bit.
That's fine. So the hazelnut one, I was going to expect, it's going to be a bit like maybe a bit of a Nutella sort of thing. Breaking it open, you can see that they are just Kit Kat fingers.
It's got little marbling on it, that's right. Is that a pattern, or is it just a random marbling?
It's where I licked it a little bit.
Well, I'll eat it then.
Oh, yeah. No, the marbling pattern's quite nice, but we saw that on those Japanese ones that we taste tested ages ago. He's munching. He's...
Yeah. That's pretty decent. It tastes like... So, you know the Buenos...
Yes.
They're super light and fluffy, beautiful chocolate.
Exactly
it's like
it.
That, but a bit thicker.
Yes.
Tastes very similar.
They're nowhere near as light, are they?
They're
it
just
feels
not
like
light.
You've got
yeah.
more to it.
Yeah. I like that. That's quite nice.
I like
I'm
it.
Happy with that.
Jem liked it. Jem rated it as originally a 6-point yummy.
Whoa.
But seeing she ate 2/3 of the bar and went, actually, no, it's pretty sickly now. So I'll raise it down to a 5.
But I mean, Jem. 6. You know, you're saying yeah. that there's not
bear
really going to be
any
better than
that. That's the first score
that.
She's given the show, and she's gone straight off and spunked her load with 6-point
yummy.
I mean, oh.
I mean, I'd expect you to have been spunking your load if that is a 6-point something. I mean, I've cleared up this sofa a couple of times from only like 2 things.
Yeah, we've started putting something under him. You know, those are like puppy pads.
Yeah.
We now have Rob pads.
They're a lot smaller than puppy pads. Next chocolate. Oh, no, hang on. Right, okay.
So I...
For 4-point not quite bueno.
Yeah, I 4-point, it needs something more.
Yeah, it just, it's a lovely chocolate, but it's combating a Kinder Bueno.
And you know what? The Breno has, it has that kind of rice baked thing on top, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The kind of shell.
Yeah.
That helps. Yeah. So it takes the denseness of the rest of the chocolate, but gives it a nice light side to it as well. And then, to be fair, you've got a white Kinder Bread. And, oh.
Yeah, I don't think I had that one. Oh. It's like, if the Bueno didn't exist, then this would have had no competition. So therefore, it might have got a higher score. But because I've had a Bueno.
Yeah, a Bueno exists.
I know what they can do.
100%. No, 100%, you're right. The Bueno takes it. So a 5-point no Bueno is...
Oh, so mine's a 4-point. It's not a
4-point
a Bueno.
I agree with that one. Okay. I'm going to pass you over salted caramel one now. Now, I'm going to say I'm pretty sick and tired now of the salted caramel trend.
I never buy salted caramel because I'm too worried about it being too salty.
Exactly. I don't...
And that's right. Something that worries me.
Like the double chocolate one here, the only thing...
It's got a pattern on it, sorry.
That's okay. The only thing that should be done with caramel is it should be doubled. So caramel, caramel. Double chocolate, double caramel. Adding salt to it... is just an horror. I don't get it. I really do not get it. I don't like it. It's overly done. It seems to be everywhere now rather than just a bog standard caramel. It doesn't add anything, in my opinion, to it. If anything, it actually puts me off.
I don't like the smell of it. It smells burnt.
Which is often something I often get with the salted caramel stuff, I think. But it's just... you lose the sweetness, which is what I like in caramel. You're getting it. I don't like salted caramel.
So I don't like this.
So for me, it was a 2-point no thanks. The chocolate was nice. The wafer, Kit Kat standard, nice. But salted caramel, sorry, no.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all.
It's a 2-point put the salt back in the sea.
Yeah, 2-point salty balls. No. In fact, I'm going to have a drink. Hang on.
You know what? They aren't chef's chocolate salty balls.
They're not chef's. That's where I was. That's what I was going for.
That's what he was going for, but he couldn't get it out of his mouth.
That's what I was after, yeah.
Oh, God. I struggled opening this yesterday. And
oh, yeah. I really didn't like that at all. I think with salted caramel, I'm waiting. As I just said, like, I'm waiting for there to be even more salt. So the anticipation of getting a big crunchy bit of salt or something puts me off of it.
No, I agree.
Again, it was marbling.
Yeah.
I don't want to. One, please.
There's a nice marbling on this double chocolate one. You're right. It really detracts from it. Now, little story I've got on Salted Bloody Caramel. Three Hammers Pub, once again. Went in there a few years ago, and on the menu, dessert-wise, there was fuck all. Really disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing on there, I thought, oh, well, look, they've got profiteroles. I love profiteroles.
Mm-hmm.
Profiteroles with salted caramel sauce. And I thought, well, you know what? It shouldn't be too bad. I sent it back. I put the first lot in my mouth, and my mouth puckered up. There was that much salt in the caramel.
Are they mixing the salt in house?
I've got no idea, but it was fucking awful.
We were there, obviously, for those who haven't heard that on the show. I wouldn't be surprised if they just be two things: boiling a bag,
and a couple of cracks.
It'd be boiling a bag. Or it'd be the same caramel they use for the ice cream sundaes, and they're told to sprinkle salt in it, and they haven't mixed it or put too much in.
They put too much in, if that's the case, and it was horrible. It really was horrible. And going back to that era, Rob, you'll remember this. It's all boil in the bag. Some come with vegetables, some don't. Yours didn't. And they didn't get fired for that.
Who was that again?
I'm not saying names. That's not fair.
Yeah, no, yeah, that was enough.
that was enough to say.
Yeah. I did like him working with them sometimes, you know.
Of course. Right, double choc.
I didn't like that.
I didn't.
Nah.
Too much chocolate.
Too much, yeah.
It became a bit claggy.
I'm still picking out my teeth. That's a...
It's overly... I'll tell you what, that is more towards bad advent calendar chocolate.
You're right. That's a 2-point too much.
Yeah, 2.2. I'm going to agree with you on that. I'm actually going to be cheeky and go with a 2-point too much as well. That's those are disappointing for Kit Kat. Nestle, you're failing. I mean, no. I know you're a horrible, horrible company killing babies, etc. By the way, please don't sue us. That's just a joke. But yeah.
Us?
You're included in it, boy. Right, look, that was pretty grim. Let's wash our mouths out with something nice.
With soap.
Tango cherry or one of the marble
I'll
pots.
Do the tango cherry first. I've been seeing this in Sainsbury's. I've been eager. Let me just get the cups.
Yep, you get the cups. I'll get this open.
Would you like blue or purple?
I really don't care.
You have the blue one. I want the purple one. I like the purple one.
That's what she said.
No, if only.
So we've got a dash of tango cherry. Now, the closest we've had to tango cherry was the cherry blast, which were those weird frozen flavours they did as drinks.
Yeah, they were vile.
We did them in the field, didn't we?
If anyone asked, I wasn't there.
He gave me a cherry blast in the field.
Who's my alibi? Karen? Karen and I were on a video call talking about podcast stuff when these allegations were being made.
Oh, jeez. Oh, man. You're awful. Right, go on. You drink.
Giving it a sniff.
Oh. Oh, I don't like the smell.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what it actually smells like.
Cough syrup.
It does. Smells like Cavonia.
Yeah, yeah.
Cavonia.
He's had a little sip. I've just gone for the whole lot. That's not unpleasant.
It is not unpleasant. It tastes nicer than it smells.
Oh, God, yeah. It smells like medicine, but it tastes... It doesn't taste of sugar-free either.
No, it doesn't.
There's no horrible saccharine aftertaste. That is full-bodied... I know we're not talking about a wine or a beer
here. It tastes like cherry.
There's a full-bodied cherry taste to that. There's no weird sugar-free aftertaste.
No. The cherry gets stronger the longer it's been left.
It does.
Oh, this is nice drink.
That is very, very nice. And I'm going to say in the summer, and we haven't said this for a while, in the summer with a little bit of ice... and some alcohol.
You know what this needs? A little bit of ice, nice warm day.
And some alcohol.
And about three quarts of vodka.
You know what? Come the summer, we need to do an alcohol episode where we get these drinks back and we just add alcohol to
them. You'll have to go through them, all the ones that we said I'll have alcohol in. Maybe we'll do a studio Channel 84 meetup and we'll just have all the drinks and with a load of booze.
The studio Channel 84 cocktail hour.
Yeah.
Right. It's not me being harsh. I'm going to give that a 5 point delicious. The only thing that could have pushed it up towards a 6 would have been not being sugar free.
Yeah, it's a 5 point popped my cherry.
Oh, you naughty boy.
Lovely. I'm very happy with that. Next.
Okay, so we're going to come on to the marble...
Original first, I think.
The marble drink. Right, you want to do the original?
Let's find out
what
it's meant.
I'm going to pass it over to you.
And I've got to figure out how to open it. Yep. Don't no one tell me.
The instructions are on the label, so you can't be that bad.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I peel. Thing is, you peel and it peels the instructions off, so...
Right. So, yeah, so you peel, you
peel,
take the top
lift,
off...
push.
Yeah, peel, take the plastic stopper off.
Which is gone already.
Which is gone, and then you just...
And then I turn it round and push.
And then you blat it down, yeah. Yeah, so put it on, and then... Come on, it says use force, it says use...
Hang on, let me read the instructions again.
Oh, you've got to take it out the plastic cap.
That's what I haven't done.
Yeah. This is a drink for children, by the way.
Oh, fuck off.
Womp womp. Is your watch the GoldenEye watch now?
The fuck? Whoa! That was fun.
That's satisfying.
That is fun. And there's a marble in there.
Yeah, there is a glass marble there.
Wow, that was fun.
But isn't it so good at how well it works?
That is cool. Yeah, it's GoldenEye, so the armor symbol on the right goes up by the steps, and the health one goes up by your heart rate.
Oh,
and by the way,
sexy.
I have a very low heart rate. I've never seen it get past the second line.
Just how you are in the real GoldenEye game. Yeah.
My resting is 55.
Ooh. No. So, original, by the way, is just it's a clear carbonated drink. It doesn't list a flavour. Sorry, I moved away from the microphone there.
It doesn't list a flavour, he said, everybody. I hope the marble's clean, since all the liquid has to pass the marble.
Hang on.
Now, you can't close... Oh, no, I suppose you put that in to close it?
I guess you must put that on to close it for the time being.
I want to make sure Kay's got some.
Yeah, that's true. We did say she could have some, so let's make sure she does. Oh, it's. I don't know if that... I think I'm not going to be unfair on the smell, because I think a bit of that is cherry, but it
yeah,
has...
I tried to take as much cherry away.
It's now turned into fart. So I'm not going to...
It's flat.
Okay. Weird. It's flat, which is surprising when you consider the noise it made when it went off.
I don't know what it tastes like.
I don't know. I tell you what, if soda water tasted like that, I would drink so much more soda water.
Yeah, it's not unpleasant.
I've got a feeling, I mean, the ingredients will probably say it on the back, but I have a feeling it is just sugar water.
Yeah, I think you're right. Shall I reach over and grab it again?
Yeah, grab it and see if there is anything on the label that says about flavourings, but I would say it's kind of just sugar water. Maybe a bit lemonade-y.
Maybe please know the salt in it.
Oh, lovely.
Okay, make sure I'm talking in the microphone.
But not caramel, so I don't care.
Japanese carbonated soft drink. Ingredients, carbonated water, fructose, galactose syrup.
So sugar.
Sugar. Acids, E330 and E331. Flavorings.
Oh, it has
That's
got...
it.
Oh, no.
And flavour enhancer, E327. We've got a flavour enhancer, everybody. Store in a cool, dry place away from direct sunlight. Best before sea bottleneck product of Japan. Distributed by JFK UK Limited, Unit 4, Segre Industrial Park, North Hyde Gardens, Hayes, UB34FR, United Kingdom. Would you like any other information whilst you're rummaging around over there? What have you lost?
Oh, I've lost the stubber. Hang on. I'm just going to pause the recording. Don't worry, ladies and gents. Crisis averted. It had gone under the beano.
I'm just trying to figure out what the little dimples in the head bits are for. Is it like...
To hold the marble. Stop it going all the way down.
Now that I get, but that... If you look at the wrist, it looks like little eyes looking at you.
I think that's to stop, again, it's to stop the marble from when you pour it.
Because you can kind of put your thumb there and it's quite nice. And because it's got one on both sides, it's good for lefties too.
Oh, maybe it's about holding it. Because, yeah, you're right. That's perfect for me holding it with my thumb and finger.
Good for Karen.
So.
Left-handed bottle.
I put that there and then I go. Ooh. That's really satisfying.
It's so fun. Why don't we do this?
Yeah, we should. Okay, so this is a lychee-flavoured Kimura. So I'm just going to pour a little bit
just
in
little
for
bit.
Rob. And I'm going to pour a little bit in for me. And there we go. And oh, look.
Yeah, it's really, really satisfying.
That's
have
so
you
cool.
seen, when you were just pouring that then, have you seen... That comedy sketch where the guy is pretending to be a children's radio presenter on a show, but really he hates kids and he's just getting pissed.
I've not seen this,
I'll have
this,
to find it and link it to you. And he's literally, so he's doing a radio show and he's like, so children, here we are. And he's like, and he's just going to start running a bath and he's like, drunk, drunk, drunk. And he's actually just pouring himself a vodka. And he's spinning it, by the way. And it goes for a whole kind of bedtime routine of this kid, all the while pretending that there's water, brushing his teeth, getting a drink of water, and all these things. And the noises are him just pouring more vodka into his cup.
Oh, I love
I'll
it.
I'll find it and send it to you.
Oh, geez. Wow. Okay.
It's got a strong smell, this one.
That has. I mean, I'm don't know if I like lychee, so I've never had one.
I didn't like that. Didn't like that.
Oh, medicine.
I didn't like it, everybody.
Oh, that's...
Nope, 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 nope.
Oh my God. Could you imagine? That would, it almost has like a cow polish kind of flavor to it.
I don't like lychees. That tastes like lychees. They've okay. done, if we're going to give it a score based on tasting like a lychee, it gets points. Yeah, but no, I don't
we're
like
doing
lychees.
It for if we like it. So that's a 1 point. I'd rather lick my testicles.
That's not a score.
Oh, shit, no, it's not. 2 point, I'd rather lick my testicles. Sorry,
2 point,
everybody.
2 point, I'd rather lick Tom's testicles.
Oh, you know you do. Anyway, you've got my ginger egg in your hand.
Oh, I know, it's next to me.
It's pretty impressive I can give you one and I have got one in my hand as well. Anyway, right, so this is Terry's chocolate orange.
No, have you given me one?
Mini eggs. Oh, no, they're not even the mini eggs. So we've had them before. So we've had Terry's chocolate orange, which we know is... legendary status chocolate.
Yeah, it's up there.
We've had the Terry's mini chocolate eggs, which are those little like Cadbury's mini eggs but orange and orange flavored.
Yeah.
They were really nice and they had that nice crisp shell like a mini egg does.
They did.
And these are Terry's answer to a cream egg.
Yeah, they're cream egg side. Oh, hang on. So it's going to have cream eggy stuff inside.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure that's what they suggested it does.
It smells like Terry's chocolate orange. There's no denying. That's what it just tastes. Correct. Smells like that. I'm just going to bite it off. Ooh.
It's almost like a real egg yolk in there.
Oh, my God. It looks like a hard-boiled egg inside. Mm. Without the white, just the...
No, I'm not going to eat all of that because...
I don't want it anymore.
I want to sleep tonight. He says sipping on a monster.
Hmm. I'm just going to take a nibble of the inside.
That is nowhere near as good as a normal Terry's chocolate orange.
So I'm just trying to figure out what the middle bit is. It's creamy.
It's creamy and disappointing.
Well, it's nice.
It is nice, but it's not... All this bollocks.
I don't want any more of it.
It's top tier and it's better than the traditional Terry's chocolate. Not a chance.
Who said that anyway?
The article, I'll forward it on to you. But I've got to say, it's too much.
I don't want any more of it.
No, I don't. I like the chocolate of a Terry's chocolate orange, but adding in a sickly fondant centre. And bear in mind, so because you can't see this, it's not like a cream egg. It's not a... cream center like a cream egg has. It's more of an icing fondant or fondant
buttercream. That it's a texture of buttercream inside,
exactly, and it's kind of got an orange flavoring, but it's not as nice an orange flavoring as the orange in Terry's chocolate orange.
I know that we had those other bit of chocolate first. I think we need to stop having so much chocolate because it gets sickly.
Oh, 100%.
And I think that would be sickly if I ate the whole thing on its own and hadn't already had some chocolate.
Well, you saw how much of that Dairy Milk Pots of Joy I ate. I've put the rest of mine in the bin already because I'm not planning on eating that. It's too much.
Yeah, I'm going to have another drink.
I'm going to say that's a 3 point Terry. You've gone too far.
A 3 point Terry, you can have it back.
Wait, Rob, didn't Tom say this was a 10-minute section? Okay, so this goes on a little longer now.
Okay, I've got a couple of rants, but... You've got something to say about Link. Is yours a rant or is it just a weird thing or...
Well, it's a little bit of a... He's a fucking prick.
You go first then.
I've been doing some TikTok shopping.
I thought you were going to say you've been doing some TikToks. It's like, oh, have I missed
the dog? No. God, no. That'll get me banned off social media so I put my dog's on there. Yes, I've been doing a little bit of TikTok and I've fallen into this gardening zone of TikTok.
There's a gardening zone of TikTok, which surprises me. Is it Charlie Dimmock and her big tits?
No, I wish it was. It's it's a lot of it is people just trying to sell you the same shit. We haven't actually done it yet, but we'd brought something from TikTok and we'd planned on doing this. We did it in the summer last year and never got round to doing it. We can still do it because this thing will come back again. The thing that I have will be back. Anyway, I think we're going to call it. It was like... TikTok, I can't remember what we were going to call it, some fucking stupid name, weren't we? Where we were going to buy things from TikTok.
TikTok or shit talk.
Yeah, it was something. Something we were like going to buy things that people would rant about how amazing it was on TikTok and actually show you legitimately if it's actually any good.
Is it what the video showed?
Yeah.
Did it do what the video showed? Was it good?
Because no one that I've seen is doing that. They're all just buying it or just been like becoming a way of trying to get you to buy it through them so they get some money back. And all of them are bollocks.
Yeah, none of them ever show. So the one I keep getting is there's a couple of them saying, oh, this DJI Osmo camera is so good, but look, there's one on TikTok Shop at £50 and it does everything this one does. And I put a comment on there going, no, it doesn't.
Yeah, it
the
won't.
Osmo 3 is like a £400 camera. The one that you're touting doesn't have a built-in gimbal. I can guarantee the sensor is just being upscaled. So it's going to be something like a 720 image that's being upscaled to 4K. Yep. And you never show footage. You just show it in the shop.
Yeah.
You've never even bought it. Oh, well, yes, but think about all... And the comment I got back from them was, yeah, but think about the creators out there that are looking to be creators. This would be a great start for them at £50.
They got a phone?
No, it fucking would. Exactly. I said, no, it wouldn't. Their phone is their friend at that point.
Yeah.
Stop trying to sell crap. Oh, and then she came back and said, oh well, I'm going to get one and then I'll show you all what it's like. Did she fuck?
Yeah, did she fuck? Anyway...
And you're right, they all have the fucking then link to the item to get the money for.
Basically, if you use TikTok, if you see they've got a link to the product, discount anything they say in the video.
Yes.
Completely discount it. It's all bollocks. They're all fake. Anyway, going by that, I brought some stuff on TikTok. Now then. A few interesting things. A weird little planter thing of a particular size. It cost me like £3. I wanted to see the quality of it, really.
Yeah.
I'm actually using it in conjunction with another thing I brought, which was a 55 centimeter long tray with bulbs in it that you literally just put in the dirt. You leave it in the tray.
Oh, okay.
And it biodegrades. So, and that's the same size as this thing, and that only cost me a few quid. I thought, brilliant. I'll try them both together. So that's what I'm doing. Anyway, because I love gardening. The other thing was, when I clicked on that, I was then linked somebody touting some strawberry plants. I have a lot of trouble ever getting strawberry plants to fruit well in my garden. I've been trying to grow strawberries for years, and for whatever reason, trying different sorts. Whereas my neighbour, two doors down, bless her, first time she does it, she was like, she did way more research than I've ever done, and she's like, different kind of dirts and sand and stuff, and beautiful like thing of strawberries that lasted the whole season. I was really jealous, and I've been really trying. And I thought, okay, what I'm going to do? I'm going to try loads of different ones this year. And one of them was I brought today this really nice terracotta planter that's got the holes in the sides.
Oh yeah,
it was
like half
price. It was 15 quid. It was. I put that down, filled it with loads of compost and stuff, and then I got these strawberry plants that are already like rooted. I don't normally buy those. So obviously they've grown these plants and then trimmed them down and they've bagged them all up.
Right.
Well, T was out there with me. We were doing it together. Really fun thing. Put it down in a nice spot. I got like, that's quite a nice spot between my blackberry bush and my raspberry bush. Turned round. Link ran straight fucking over to it. Ate two of the fucking plants. Pulled them out of the fucking holes and ran off with them. I was like, you fucking cunt. She's just like, no, Link, drop it. And he dropped it. And I was like, look, and he had one. I was like, okay. And I looked back, two had gone. I was like, where's fucking Loki?
Oh, no.
Loki didn't have it. Look what Loki was doing. He was at the back of the fucking garden, facing one of my pots, pulling the bulbs out that I'd planted the week before out of another pot. And I was like, right, where's this other fucking second fucking... I was going to T. I was like, can you see the other one? All the while, T's going, Link, you are so naughty. That is Daddy's plants. Daddy's strawberries. Bad Link. Like, he's going. I was like, you fucking tell him. And then, and then I found it. And I was like, where's the other one? And then I saw Link going, get it in his fucking mouth, didn't he? Chewing it up. Little wanker.
I've got a feeling your dogs don't like gardens.
And the thing is as well, like I brought some wisteria, which, if anyone knows...
Well, yes, we brought it together.
We brought it together. It's poisonous to dogs.
Is that the idea? That would teach you a Link.
Fingers crossed. No, joking, obviously. And I've had to put... I think I might have told you. I've had to put metal mesh around them because I don't want Link to go because he'll pull the fucker out the ground. Oh, they're boy. Bastards. Yeah. Do you know, I'll tell you what. Sorry, your 10-minute section is going to go. When there was a stage of time we were trying, when the local kennels closed, the one down from the view where they sell the fireworks,
used to be
a kennels there. It's closed now.
Oh, okay.
And I used to use that one with Loki. And then when we got Link, we then used the breeder, then we used one other one. And then we got recommended this guy who lives near us. I must have told you this story before. And we were going on holiday and he had the dogs, because they used to walk my dogs for me once a week as an extra help for us, because sometimes we couldn't do it. And occasionally one of the girls would complain that my boys would never come back when they were called.
Yes, I remember you saying,
any fucking issues with my dogs never coming back and being naughty. So I ended up taking them to training and stuff. And the trainer, his name is Mark. He's fucking brilliant. He was like, there's nothing wrong with your dogs. They're absolutely brilliant. Loki has won competitions in behaviour when I've taken him to competitions. Like, he's actually really like doing sit and follows and stays whenever I've gone to like local shows.
Yeah.
You know, the Steam Fair.
Oh, yeah.
I've taken him there to do a show and he's won.
Nice.
And it's like, I have very well behaved dogs. And this one girl would complain all the time. Anyway, he was going to look after my dogs when we went to America. The fucking day we dropped them off, we were leaving the next day at like 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. He fucking called me up at 1 o'clock telling me he didn't want them anymore.
Fucking
the day
hell.
Before. And that they were really bad and that I had to come pick them up straight away. He doesn't want them in the house. And you know what it was? Because they went in his... Cause he was already pissed off because we went in the house and Loki went straight up to this pillar in his kitchen and pissed on it, right?
Right, okay.
Loki's territorial, so...
I think they're both punk dogs.
Yeah, maybe. Loki's quite territorial, so he will mark, but he'll only mark where other dogs are marked. And this guy was like, oh, now that he's weed there, forever now I'm just going to have dogs marking it. And I was like, dude, he's marked that because you've had another dog already do that.
Yeah.
Because he made a beeline for that pillar in your house. We walked in, took him off the lead, he went straight there and did it.
Because he knew someone else had been there.
Yeah, because he obviously clocked that. Why would he do it otherwise?
No, exactly.
He just wouldn't do it. Anyway, that's enough of that. What my boys had done, they'd gone straight in his garden and just started playing their Labradors, knocked over all of his plants. He was like seeding loads of tomato plants and stuff. My boys knocked all of them over.
They are, whether they're young or old, the same mental attitude as toddlers.
Yeah. Yeah, and they barge. They're big dogs. And anybody who's used to having big dogs, and particularly Labradors, Labrador Retrievers, that kind of dog, they play. And their playing looks like fighting, but it's not.
No, it's playing. And full stop, if you're going to agree to have someone's dogs, and you know they're big dogs, it's not like he'd never seen these dogs before.
He has. He looks after dogs all the time. His job is walking dogs and boarding dogs in his house. That's what he does. He's a fucking cunt.
Well, it just makes me wonder if the dogs are well looked after. And I've got no way of proving that. But you don't lay out your garden and get pissed off if things it knocks over when two big playful dogs that are a breed that are known for being playful, you don't lay your garden out like that if you look after them, unless you're planning on literally strapping them to something with a lead and saying, that's your outdoor time.
Yeah, like, when one of the girls who used to work for him left him, and she runs her own dog walking business now, her name's Amy. She's absolutely lovely. She texts me. This is like 2 years after this, because this happened a long time ago.
Yes.
This is like 2 years after that. She texts me completely out of the blue. So we must have taken my number from their system, probably GDPR problems there.
Who cares? Because
she was one of the girls who used to come in and look after them. And she sent me this beautifully long text message to me saying that she never had any problems with my dogs. It was all him and this other girl, but mainly him. He just, for whatever reason, he didn't like our dogs, for whatever reason it was. And she said they were so well behaved for her all the time, off the lead, on the lead. And she goes, we've had other people complain about him specifically, and he only likes a very particular kind of dog, and he will do whatever he can. He'll accept every dog, but as soon as he finds out that they're not a particular style of dog that he wants to have, he does whatever he can
to
get
to
rid
curb.
Of you, with but make it your decision to want to leave him and not him saying, I don't want your dog, because he doesn't want the bad reviews.
Okay. Yeah.
And apparently there was a long-running trend of him doing that over years. But at the end of the day, so Mark Mayer is the guy who trains my dogs. I don't care that that's advertised for him. He's fucking brilliant.
No, fair play.
He knows this guy just through people talking and has heard nothing but bad things about him. He now has, this old trainer, a German Shepherd who was apparently a fucking nightmare. He goes for everybody. He goes for other dogs. Mark went to see him. Mm-hmm. The dog bit Mark, I think. Mark told me once. Yeah. Mark's been bitten by loads of dogs. But yeah, apparently it's a fucking nightmare. And I saw him because he doesn't live far away from me. One day I'll point out to you where he lives.
Okay.
Because we'll go egg it. not really. I have said, though, if I ever saw him walking down the street, I'll give him a fucking piece of my mind, even now, all these years later. Yeah, I've seen him walk that dog. And I don't know if he recognised me or not, but he crossed the road and was getting dragged across the street by this German Shepherd. And I thought, yeah, fuck you.
Good.
Sorry, everybody. Good. I won't get off my chest.
No, I love the fact that this one from Link being a dick to Link not being a dick and a man being a dick is brilliant. Really
Link
nice.
Still is a dick.
Oh, absolutely. But at least he's not the only dick.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry, well, that was a super tangent.
So yeah, the 10-minute section I'd got planned for that is now 13 minutes long, and I've not said any of my rants, so thanks, mate.
Hey, you've only got a day to edit this.
So, exactly, thanks. All right, my two rants are really simple. Number one, mums and dads, mainly dads this is aimed at, mm-hmm. especially dads of little boys.
What, you got a problem with me?
Don't fucking piss on public seats. Okay, public toilet seats.
Oh, okay, glad you clarified that. Little benches in
it's
the park.
So annoying. I take T to the toilet. Okay, he's mm-hmm. really good. He's mm-hmm. been so good at toilet training since the beginning of the year.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
had no accidents. He tells us when he needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
Normally with plenty of time as well. We'll go to the public toilet. He'll sit on the public toilet and he'll do his wee. And the number of times we go to public toilets and it's like, right, what's in this cubicle? Diarrhea and vomit everywhere. Okay, we'll go to the next cubicle. Piss all over the seat. Next cubicle, piss all over the seat. Next cubicle, piss all over the seat.
Okay.
And so often I've seen this with my own eyes. You've got dads and they're basically holding their kid under the arms. They've not put the toilet seat up. Trousers are down and they're just not even holding their car. They're pissing everywhere. And it's like, for fuck's sake, at least tidy it up.
So the sooner you can get him standing and weeing, the better. But obviously he's going to not be tall
Why?
Enough.
Who cares?
No, because of other people.
Oh, yeah, because of other
but
people.
This is the reason. So I had to very quick. I mean, T wanted to stand up anyway. He doesn't really want to sit on the loo. He likes to copy me because he's always, for his whole life, walked into the toilet when I've been going to the toilet.
Yeah, fair enough. I know the feeling.
So I've got him now that I will pick him up, but I get him to aim.
Right,
you need
okay.
to aim.
Yeah.
Because I won't. I will go into the toilet. If we go into any of these places at the same time, you'll hear me in the cubicle going, do not touch anything.
Yeah.
Do not let your willy touch a thing in this room. Do not touch it with your hands. Do not touch it with your legs. I will touch everything that needs to be touched.
Yeah, no, I agree. But the thing, it's really, really getting me annoyed now because the number of times I've taken tea to the toilet, it's like I'm having to mop up someone else's piss. Because they can't be asked to lift up the lid. And mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, this isn't always just parents holding their kid and letting them piss everywhere. It's grown adults as well, just pissing all over the seat. It's just not fucking needed.
It's
the public
gross.
Toilets have to be used by all of us.
It's gross.
Just fucking, you wouldn't do it at home and leave it like that. Just sort yourself out.
Thing is, I've heard nothing but bad things about women's toilets being way worse.
Yeah, you know what? I've got no idea about that, but I'm going to say, I'd like to think they're not as bad as ours, but who knows?
Any places you want to specifically call out? Because we've been going to a lot of garden centres, and T's gone to the loo in each one. So have you got one that you want to call out?
No, garden centres have been good as gold, I think.
Tesco's is quite good.
Yeah, Tesco's hasn't been too bad when the door's actually lockable.
Oh, I hadn't noticed that.
Yeah, the door every now and then comes off its hinge or the lock's broken, so you can't close it behind you.
Sainsbury's, Waitrose was pretty good. St. Albans Waitrose.
Harlequin is awful.
Oh, dear.
Hemel Hempstead Men's is awful.
Oh,
but
that stinks in there, too.
But the thing is what Hemel Hempstead's got, which is really nice, is they've got a child and parent toilet section, which is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And hats off to Hemel Shopping Centre. They've got an entire floor dedicated to parent and child parking.
They do, yeah.
It's like, holy shit, why is nowhere else doing this? It's beautiful.
And I constantly see people with no fucking kids going in there.
Yeah, well,
Ross, where are you?
Right. Okay, let's not get onto that rant again. But anyway, that was my rant about that because it just really pisses me off. And there is no need for that. Grown adults should not be leaving a toilet looking like it's been covered in fucking, well, it is covered in piss. It just pisses me off, right and royally.
It's gross, yeah.
Flush afterwards, clean up your fucking mess. Pure and simple.
Leave it how you find it. That's the thing. Leave it how you find it.
Yeah, 100%. And let's face it, queue up for the fucking piss troughs, you know? Grow up. Don't lock yourself in the bloody cubicle because there's another man standing there having a pee and a... Get over it.
Some people get bashful bladders, don't they?
Yeah, well, either, yeah, bashful bladder, but then they spray and pray. Pray and spray, whatever one it is. Anyway, that was rant number one. We're coming up to 20 minutes now. I've given up caring about the time for this. Fuck's sake. It's good old Currys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Go yeah. On. Currys were being arses. Absolute arses.
Didn't you have an issue with something with your mum, dad, buying something from Currys, or am I making this up?
No, that was the fridge ages ago.
Oh, we got that.
We got to the bottom of that one. I was in Currys the other day looking at USB microphones because I was having problems with getting this working properly with the computer and working with Riverside, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to see if they had any better quality microphones than the one I already had. But it's fine. The one I've got is absolutely fine. Anyway, so I'm stood in Currys, and there's this old boy, probably 70 or 80 years old, and he's buying McAfee.
Oh, dear.
No one buys McAfee. No one does it.
I think I eventually got my old man to stop paying for it.
It might come pre-installed, but you certainly don't go out to buy it. And he was chatting away to the Currys employees, saying, right, I've bought a new computer. Does it need antivirus? And
I don't think anyone really needs any more.
No, Defender is brilliant.
Yeah.
Absolutely fucking brilliant. It does everything it needs to. Microsoft's shit hot with it now. It gets 0-day exploits
so
really quick.
So the free
quick.
One?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we use the Enterprise Edition for our work. It's good. It does the job. And you've got Currys there going, So Windows is really prone to viruses, and depending on what you do on the computer, it's really, really worth making sure you have an antivirus. So you should be buying McAfee, which we've got here. And yeah, this is for 1 year of McAfee. But what I'd recommend is you buy three of these cards because then you can put them all on and then you'll get 3 years. So when one expires,
well, he must be getting a kickback from McAfee.
Scratch the back off and then you've got the second year straight away and then you've got the third year straight. And they were like £80 each.
Wow.
And I'm just sitting there and I couldn't help myself. I said, mate, you could just save yourself some money. Your new laptop's got Windows 11. Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, it comes with Windows Defender. That's absolutely fine. Brilliant antivirus. We use it for business. I'm part of a multi-million pound company. I work in IT. Defender's absolutely fine. And the Currys bloke's face just absolutely dropped. And
yeah, because you just lost him of some money.
No, I walked out and he said, no, mate, that bloke's wrong. You need to have McAfee. And the bloke went with it. It's like, for fuck's sake. You're trusting Currys. That bloke probably has no idea about computers. You're just listening because that's what they sell. If that had been Norton, you would have been buying Norton.
Yeah, because he's getting money for it.
Wait, he's not. He's Currys. He's just getting paid by Currys for whatever, unless they've got some sort of thing where they're told,
yeah,
if you sell multiple like McAfee, then we'll give a bonus for the store. But, oh, it's just fucked me right off that he's selling this poor old bloke this line that, no, you're such a high risk of viruses and you really need to have this maximum protection and you can have it on your phone as well. The bloke's got an iPhone, for fuck's sake. You've got something that's really unlikely to catch a virus and then you've got your Windows 11 laptop, which has got Defender, and all you're doing is selling something that's going to really basically spam the fuck out of him, telling him, buy this extra protection. It just fucking really fucks me off.
So I'm the only person with a Windows laptop in our business, and I use ESET. I think when I get my next one, when I finally get my laptop replaced, I probably won't get anything. I might get him to pay for the business Defender or whatever.
We used to do ESET. we now have Defender.
The thing I like about ESET, which is really actually handy for me, when there's things going on in the network, ESET will tell me. So it has a pop-up that will come up and say, there's a duplicate IP on this network.
Right,
and you know how helpful that is to me as somebody
it's
that manages
really
networks.
Helpful, but also, why is an antivirus going so far into snooping into the network?
Oh, because I've let it. Because of that. Because I want it to do that.
No, fair enough. I can understand that.
Whereas
one.
I don't have it on my home ones because it comes with like three. So, but I'm not going to pay for it anymore after speaking with you about Defender.
Yeah.
And I also watched the thing Pirate Software was saying, just use Defender and every now and again, install Malwarebytes, run it, let it look, then delete Malwarebytes.
Exactly.
And then that's it.
And I think this is the same conclusion I came to last time after the last rant about curries. Curries, you need to do better.
Yeah.
Time for another quiz. Can you remember all the slogans?
I've got a quiz for you, Rob.
All right, I love a quiz.
So, I was messing around on YouTube as I do in the world of nostalgia in the 80s and 90s, mm-hmm. and lots of British slogans started coming up, and I thought, that would be fun to see how many Rob remembers.
Mm-hmm. Go on, then. None. So,
yeah, I could score this, actually, so let's score this. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 slogans. 11 slogans.
Yeah, don't do what I did. Yeah, get it right.
Yeah, there's 11 slogans.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get a point for getting the slogan right. And where the slogan isn't the brand name, you'll get an extra point for getting what company it was.
Okay.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll read the slogan with a word missing and you've got to complete the slogan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go on.
Okay, number one, what have the answer? What have the answer?
Shit, I kind of think I should fucking know that.
You should know that.
Have the answer.
Silence is golden, golden.
I'm going to kick my fucking self for not knowing this. Go on.
Well, we're going to power through these. Smarties have the answer.
No, I was thinking Smarties in my head. I should have just said it and then got laughed at if I was wrong. Fuck.
Okay.
Only Smarties have the answer. Yeah.
Do not underestimate the power of...
To underestimate the power of...
And this is a mid-90s one.
The power of love.
No, it's not Christmas. Still no idea why that's
no,
a Christmas
I don't know.
Song. Do not underestimate the power of PlayStation.
Shitting hell. Another one I should have got. Sorry, everybody.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Every little what?
Helps.
Yep. And what company?
Every little helps. Ding, ding. It's Asda because they tap their bum with the cash. And the...
No, it's Tesco for every little helps.
Oh, is that the one that taps their bum with the coins?
Asda's the one that taps its bum.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What... Come to those who wait.
It's good things come to those who wait.
Okay, good.
I don't know what the product was.
Guinness.
Ah, of course.
It had that brilliant kind of bass guitar. And, yeah. Okay, what gives you wings?
It's Red Bull gives you wings.
Red Bull gives you wings, good. It's good to what? It's good to...
It's good to talk.
It is.
It's got to be... It's going to have like a phone, Vodafone or someone.
Oh, British Telecom,
BT. Yeah.
I'll give you that. I'm going to let you have that.
Thank
five.
You.
I feel like what tonight?
Chicken tonight.
Yes. I feel like chicken tonight, like chicken tonight. Awful adverts, but so 90s.
Was that Birdseye Chicken, was it? Or something?
It might have been Birdseye.
I think
bought
Birdseye,
it, yeah.
Yeah.
Do the what and put the freshness back. Do the what and put the freshness back.
Is it for washing?
It's not washing.
I don't know.
Do the shake and vac and put the freshness back.
Oh, you shake and vac. I don't remember an advert for it.
Really?
Oh, were you shake and vac, yeah.
Jim doesn't remember the advert either, but it was a whole thing that the bloke and the woman were dancing with the vacuum cleaner after sprinkling it down. It was a whole thing.
I don't do any dancing when I do shake and vac.
Live well for what?
Less.
Okay, and what company is that?
It's a shop.
It is a shop, well done.
Live well for less. Sainsbury's?
It is Sainsbury's, well done.
That was a complete fucking guess.
What is mash?
For mash, get smash.
Smash is mash. With the robots originally. Yeah. And how do you what yours? How do you
eat yours?
Correct.
Oh, fuck. What is it? Is it Cadbury's cream eggs?
Is it wicked? I'm loving it. Sorry. It is Cadbury's. Yeah, Cadbury's cream eggs.
Were you doing some garage?
Well, you said, is it? And I had to go wicked.
But you might have been doing some garage or some random fucking music genre that no one knows apart from Simon.
Right. Well, you keep talking for a moment.
Okay, I'll keep talking. I'm talking. Okay.
Out of 16, you scored 11. That's your highest score on one of my quizzes.
That's not bad. And I should have got the first two as well.
Oh, Smarties Have the Answer was a brilliant one. T says it now.
Oh, does he?
He loves Smarties. And I, T, what do Smarties have? Only Smarties have the answer.
Oh, bless.
And I remember the 90s. Remember where it was the weird police. It was a cartoon, wasn't it? You got the policeman and the tube, and he looks through it, and then you got the 3D Smartie, and then it turned to CGI Smarties, didn't it? And there's the Smartie that eats it like the plant from Mario. Yeah. And, oh, such good adverts just aren't good anymore. And then you had I Feel Like Chicken Tonight, which was a whole family pretending to be chickens.
Two tangents here.
Oh, no.
Speaking of adverts, I've heard that the ad-free Disney Plus will soon be getting ads.
Oh, for fuck's sake. We already get it with Prime. I was sitting through T2 the other day, and it's like, no, there's an advert.
But they're not changing its name. It'll still be called ad-free, which in my opinion is false advertising. But what it is...
Is it going to be adverts before the film?
So we had an advert on it the other day, and it was, we were watching Alien Covenant, and just before it started, it was an advert for Romulus. So it was a trailer for a show on it. I don't find that too intrusive.
No, and
I can deal with that if that's what they want to do. I'd rather they didn't.
Do that as well.
But I think what it is because, like with Amazon, they're pushing to host live sports and you can't take the ads out of the live sports. So I got a feeling they're actually just covering their asses for people who pay for ad-free content but want to watch NFL live. They can't remove the ads from that, so the ads are going to play. I actually think that's what they're doing.
Possibly. And just to end this, and we're not going to talk about it because it's just a cuntish move. The law's changing. If you want a TV, if you're going to watch Netflix, you have to have a TV license.
Yeah, if you had to have a TV, yeah.
No, full stop. They're changing it. So you know how you've got to, if you watch the BBC, you've got to have a TV license. They're now changing it. So Netflix, if you own Netflix, you will have to have a TV license.
Well, even if you don't, not English.
Yeah. The UK. So if you're in the UK and you pay for Netflix, that's going to be covered as something that has to have a TV license for you to do. So not only will you be paying for your Netflix subscription, you will then have to pay for a TV license.
Sorry. No, you're not going to pause it. They can fuck off because the BBC aren't providing Netflix with, like, you.
Basically,
it's not
part of
the BBC.
What they've gone and said, and because it's Royal Charter, which is why the BBC and the TV license exists, what they're saying is, shit, people aren't buying it anymore. People aren't watching it. How are we going to get our money back? It's a Royal Charter, so the license isn't going anywhere. Well, let's make an amendment saying that streaming services also require a TV license. And they're also considering bringing back radio licenses.
Oh, fuck off.
Is that a tumour on your nose? No, wait, it's Red Nose Day, isn't it?
What are your memories of Comic Relief?
Sorry, something just flew into my face. Just as you said, did you see it?
There's a fly
in the room. I think it just flew into my face. Right, sorry. It's gone up my nose. Of what, sorry?
Memories of Comic Relief.
Is Comic Relief the one where they always did a little bit of Doctor Who in the show? Was that Red Nose Day?
Red Nose Day, yeah, which is Comic Relief.
Oh, it's the same thing.
Yeah, Comic Relief is Red Nose Day, and then you had Children in Need, which was Pudsey the Bear.
I always liked trying to stay up and never being able to, because that's when they had all the good stuff.
See, I preferred Comic Relief to Children in Need. Mm-hmm. No particular reason why, I just preferred Red Nose Day. It's 40 years old.
Oh, wow.
It was originated in 1985. Then it was 1986 that the first Red Noses came along, and it's been going since. And obviously, I don't watch it anymore. In fact, I don't think I've been involved with kind of Red Nose Day or buying a red nose since about 2002 or three. And something came up on my Amazon list, and it's Red Nose Day in March, and they've done a box set called The Best of the Best.
Oh, yeah.
And what they've done is they've put in the 80s nose, the 90s nose, the noughties nose, and then the 10s nose. So what they've done is they've looked at each era of the 40 years, chosen the best noses from those eras, and they've put them in a pack.
And have they gone from being really rock-hard plastic to much softer, nicer things?
Oh, 100% they have.
Are you opening it? Do we get to look?
Yeah, you can, have a look. Open it. It's really cool. I really like that they've done this. It's a nice... It's not I'm going to collect. So I'll probably give it to Kay at the end of this.
Oh, they're in boxes.
But yeah, each of them come in a box. And the ones they chose, I'm a little disappointed.
The 80s nose.
Yeah, I'm a little bit disappointed by the ones they chose. Now, the 80s nose is a really simple one.
I can't open the fucking box.
Yeah, the 80s one was the only one that did that, I think. All the others are fine. So, oh, that's not the 80s nose. So that's just the surprise nose that they did. So at the other end. Start at the other end. I think they are in.
It said 80 on it, so I'm not looking at
it. It says all the years. If you turn the box, it shows all the years. So there you go. So I think, which one is that one? That is the noughties nose, I think it is. And that is the nose that...
It's on my nose.
It had glasses. It was the first nose that had... It was the first nose that had a face.
It's nice and soft. So like a stress ball.
Yeah, all of these have been made out of the new foam that they're making the noses out
of. Oh, even the original
of.
Ones.
Yeah, even the original ones. So they're not hard. Part of me wanted the hard plastic that would cut your nose off.
Oh, there's actually just a red nose.
So that's the 80s one. So that was the first one. Right. Now,
let's
funny,
put that in order.
I will try and make the backdrop of the clip this image if Mum can find it this evening and send it to me. Well, tomorrow, I should say.
There's a dinosaur.
The first, so that was, that's the 10s nose, the dinosaur. So the first red nose I remember... Mum was telling me about it. So this Red Nose Day thing came around, and some reason at our primary school, and that's the, I think that's the 90s one with the hands. And school said, oh, we're going to have a Red Nose Day celebration here. And you couldn't get hold of the red noses. Yeah. They just weren't, it wasn't that sort of thing at that point. So there's a picture of me with a piece of egg carton coloured red stuck to my nose, and Mum had obviously foreseen that they were going to go down this route of making them fun because she'd put a moustache on it.
I love you, Mum.
She had obviously foresaw that that was coming. But I should have done this as a quiz, really. But how many of the red noses can you remember?
Well, I remember they had the rock hard one. I remember the hands one.
So hang on. Let's see if I can get the red noses up on Wikipedia because...
I think they had a fluffy one.
I've got to say, the Wikipedia entry for it is better than the main fucking site. So the Red Nose Day
That's
site,
not surprising, though, is it? Because the Wikipedia is just information. Yeah, you're so, here for something. This is it.
Yeah, I know, but the Red Nose Day site has a bit, particular page for the red noses. And the video showing the history of it shows, like, eight noses. And there's been loads. Absolutely loads. So I'm just flicking through the red noses here, and I'm sure I can find it. So here we go, the red nose. The most prominent symbol of the comic relief is a red nose, which is given in various supermarkets, charity shops, such as blah, 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 blah. So, 1988, we had the red nose, a plain red nose with four holes.
Four holes?
Yeah, I think originally it had, you put elastic through and you put it around your head.
Oh, right.
Then you had 89... which was called My Nose, had an embossed smiling face, spiked hair logo known as Harry. Don't scented plastic, apparently.
Scented plastic.
Mm, smelt like shit. Then it was 2 years till there was a different one. 91, The Stonker. And that's the one I remember, probably the first one I remember. Hands protruding from each side.
I remember it.
Which is the one we've got there.
Yeah,
so I that was 91. It. 93, I remember this one as well. Red nose with embossed face and a green tomato stalk, and it was called the tomato nose.
I remember that, yeah.
The 95 one, I had this, and I was desperate to have it. It was made out of heat-sensitive plastic, and it was the heat-sensitive nose, and it went either pink or yellow.
Yep, yep.
Then there was 97, which is the one you've already said, the shaggy nose, a clear plastic nose covered in shaggy red fur. Then there was the big red hooter in 99, faceless with gold glitter, and when squeezed, it hooted. The first nose to be sold in a small cardboard box. which I do remember. And this is why I'm a bit pissed off that they chose... which one is it?
The dinosaur?
So, no.
Or the stupid glasses one.
I think it's the stupid glasses one. I'm just trying to look here and see which one it is. But yeah, there was one that came out that it was just the glasses and it was a face. 2001, the whoopee nose. Red head with inflated cheeks. When squeezed, the tongue pokes out.
I remember that one.
That was fucking awesome.
I remember that one too.
Then you had the hairy nose, which had gooey eyes that squeezed out and a red haircut. Big Hair and Beyond had smiley face and colourful elastic hair. It looks a bit like a hacky sack. And then I don't really remember any of the others now. And then the big one, then there's like 2009 and 2011, which were various faces. 2009, three noses, different faces. And then you had monster noses. Right. The nose with toes, nose in a bag. And they're all the modern ones. But I remember all the old ones, and they were awesome. I loved getting your red nose each year. And you're right, the show was brilliant. You had Lenny Henry lead it up. You had the very first comic relief show was Blackadder, and it was the famous comedy clip of the young ones doing University Challenge, which is a brilliant...
Oh, that's a really good
that was,
one.
That was from the first comic relief. And it just funny that it's coming around at this point. I saw those. I thought they were quite a nice thing. I might not agree with the noses they chose, but I do think they're quite fun.
Yeah, but you didn't get the super
No, I didn't get the super
rare ruby nose. You got the cake.
I got the cake, which, to be honest, is probably a more fun thing anyway. Mm. And the only other thing I was going to add to this, do you remember the Harry Enfield show?
Of course I do, yeah.
And the Old Gits.
Yep.
The Old Gits were Harry Enfield, weren't they? Or was that the Far Show?
Might be the Far Show, mate.
Oh, I can't remember.
Either way.
There was a brilliant one, and I'm pretty sure it was Harry Enfield. There's a brilliant, and this is against Children in Need, not Comic Relief, but okay. You've got the Old Gits, and one of them comes home and is like, I think it's he's won the lottery, and he's got all this money, and they're sat in the chair. Yeah, what are you going to do with it? Burn it. Yeah, it is Harry Enfield, because it was his voice. And he burns it, and they've got the fire there, and they're both laughing as they throw piles of money on this, and they're saying various things, and it's like, Children in Need? Well, I can stay in bloody need.
Yeah, that is it is Harry Enfield, by the way.
They are brilliant. But Red Nose Day coming up. Well worth supporting anyway, so do go and support it if you get a chance. But those red noses I thought were really good fun, and I just thought we'd have a quick talk about them. That's all.
Another episode done. A small paycheck earned. Minimum wage for this. If only I had the ability to leave this place.
And that is it for another show. Thank you very much for coming over, Rob. I know it's a bit late. I know you were poorly at the beginning of the week, as was I. Mm-hmm. Editing this is going to be quite fun and frantic. So it will come out Monday. Somehow, somewhere, it will be out on the Monday. Thank you very much for listening. If you would like to contact the show, you can email me on tj@channel84.co.uk. You can email rob@channel84.co.uk. But if you want to speak to both of us at the same time, you can send it to podcasts, that's podcasts plural, @channel84.co.uk. You can also find us on social media with _varietyshowpod almost everywhere. That's basically Twitter or X, whichever you want to call it, Blue Sky, Threads, Instagram, Facebook. You look us up, you'll find us. You'll also find us on YouTube with various videos on there. And that's about it. Now, you said you wanted to bring up something, which, to be fair, would be nice to bring up.
So I did say a second ago that I had two points to make. One was wherever it was, I can't remember really. And the second one was regarding retro. Tom has got some really good retro rambles on the feed at the moment. One with Nikki J, one with Slopes Game Room. Definitely listen to them. They're both really good. Thank you to both those guys for doing that, guys and gals.
Absolutely. Thank you very, very, very much for both of them doing that. It was really appreciated. We've also got some other names also confirmed. We have Drew Illusion confirmed. We've got Matt from APOC, Pint of Cthulhu, confirmed. We also have Paul Gannon and Eli Silverman confirmed. They're doing it singly, not together. And we've also got a bigger name, I would say, outside of the podcast, is the podcast world actually Ollie Mann, who is a or was an LBC radio presenter. He was also a presenter for Three Counties Radio. But he's probably best known for one of the most popular podcasts out there, Answer Me This. And then there's also his show, which is The Modern Man, but also his other show, which is The Retrospectors. So he is a huge podcaster. He is a broadcaster, and he said yes. So nice. We've got that coming in June.
When are you in, Drew?
As soon as I can do. I must email him back and get that organised. So hopefully the next couple of weeks.
What's I called him? Drew. Because Drew's done loads of voices for me on the...
Drew has been fantastic.
The Trek stuff. As I was called them, the YouTube superstars. I can't remember what it was he called. Because he sings on... Rate Us 10. He sings on that.
Oh, God, he does, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's one of the singers on Rate Us 10, yeah.
Rate Us 10. Anything else would be a blur. Anyway, thanks so much for listening. We will see you in a couple of weeks' time. Make sure you go and tune into the Untitled Sci-Fi Show, which is due out next week. We'll be talking about The Thing at that point. And listen to the previous show where we talked about Galaxy
Quest.
Where
we listened to TJ talk about everything for everything about 45 fucking minutes.
You asked, I spoke. You could have said no, but you asked. I'm holding you responsible.
It's 31 minutes. 31 minutes of us listening to what...
I got 31 minutes to go.
Of what Tom had been doing for a fortnight.
Take it easy, everyone. Love you lots.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This was a Studio Channel 84 network show. To find more, head over to channel84.co.uk now.